This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, West Michigan. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning. If you're just tuning in, you're on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop, he's Bob. You've got the Grillin' Guys live and local. We are in the beautiful downtown Grand Rapids Spartan Studios, and we are bringing tailgate to you today. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And I love the sound of Spartan Studios, but, you know, I love all things Spartan, so...
Yeah, we got we'll prefer that in this show. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't want to alienate any of our Michigan friends. But,
and I hope the Spartans do well today, because last Saturday they left me kind of flat. I was kind of depressed.
You know, it happens. But that Notre Dame team is a good team, and you go down there to South Bend, that's a tough game. I'm not making any excuses. I wish they'd have won, but they didn't.
Yeah. That's another story. But on the live line right now, we've got a good friend of mine from the KCBS, Mike Peters, who travels the country, and he's part of the Great American Barbecue Tour. And let's go live to Mike. How are you, Mike?
Hey, guys. Doing great.
So where are you grilling this weekend? What's going on in the KCBS, the big national tour you're putting on?
We are at Murfreesboro, Illinois, home of the Praise the Lard Barbecue Contest.
I love it.
This is in conjunction with Mike and Amy Mills of Peace, Love, and Barbecue fame in the 17th Street Bar and Grill. So, beautiful time in Murfreesboro.
I've never been to Murfreesboro, but I just got back from Columbia, South Carolina, and that was gorgeous, so...
Murfreesboro, it's kind of a off the beaten path, but I'll tell you what, you walk through the doors of the 17th Street Bar and Grill, you see the two big Memphis and May Grand Champion trophies sitting there. It's an awesome experience.
Fantastic. Hey, Mike, this is Jop. Good morning. Hey, I wanted to touch base with you real quick. Could you describe a little bit about what it is you do and what you've been doing all summer, where you've been, and are we seeing repeat winners in these competitions, or is it really a new winner each week?
You know what? There's so much competition out here. It's amazing. Some repeat winners, but I don't think there's been a lot of multiple winners going on. We travel to barbecue festivals and bigger events throughout the whole year, about 8 months out of the year. We set up a 30-foot trailer, a stage. We do demonstrations, pass out products from our different sponsors, and basically have a great time on the road.
Well, you put a lot of miles on that Chevy. How many stops did you do in total?
We will be doing 22 total. They actually added one. We'll be going out to Rocky Mountain, North Carolina for an event that got added on an off weekend. So 22 events this year.
Well, that's quite the job.
Are you going to be down at the Royal?
We will be at the Royal this year. We've been there the last 3 years. This will be our fourth year there. We just set up and do free stuff for everybody. So it's a nice, fun experience for people.
Well, I'll see you out there. Describe, if you're walking into the Royal for the first time, let's say on a Friday afternoon, the big day. Well, Saturday's the big day, but Friday kicks off most of the events. If you're walking out, describe to the people what they're going to see if they're overlooking that scene.
As they're driving in off of the highway, you'll be driving down the highways towards Kemper Arena, and you will see the smoke rising off of about 500 barbecue cooking teams. It is a wonderful sight, especially early Saturday morning. It is absolutely beautiful. You get into the site, there are so many sounds and flavors. It attacks all of your different senses, and it's just a fantastic experience.
How many people attend that?
Oh, I think we have the tentative numbers show probably 30 to 40,000 people, I would say. Friday night is the big party night, because that's the Friday, Saturday is the invitational only contest, and then Saturday, Sunday is the open. So that's when open is when everybody cooks. Invitational is only the teams that have won a grand championship the prior year.
Well, I'll be roaming around with Rob Russell and some of the Ace of Hearts boys.
I'm sure you'll stop over and see our good one, Marshall, up on our stage. We actually won a grand champion on that out in Lakeport, California, right before we were in Reno earlier this year. Our first grand champion on a Marshall.
Wow, That's big. That's big. And, you know, a lot of people listening, and if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, and we're talking with Mike Peters, who's from the Kansas City Barbecue Society, Great American Barbecue Tour. This guy travels around the country with his wife and this giant barbecue trailer, promoting the art and the competition barbecue, just the love of good food. But we sure appreciate you taking time with us from time to time. We haven't caught up with you in a while, and I wanted to make sure we got you in before the end of the season for you. And I look forward to seeing you out there at Kansas City, and we'll make sure and have a cold one together.
Yeah, make sure you stop by. I'll have a bottle or two of wine for you, okay?
There you go. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Mike Peters from the KCBS Great American Barbecue Tour.
You know, I just pulled up their website while we were on the line with him. It's KCBS, Kansas City Barbecue Society.com. Cool part about this is this is the 25th anniversary of this organization, and they've got this will be a tremendous celebration when they're out there at the Royal. I'm a little jealous that I'm not going with you, Bob, but they're going to have a lot of special things going on, and you're going to have an opportunity to hook up with some of the best barbecuers in the world that are out there. And, you know, I know you're taking one for the team by going there, but really looking forward to, while I'm running the show back here at Allen Bob's with Brett Bakita, he's going to step in, take over for Bob. We're going to call you a few times while you're down there and you know, hook us up with some of the cool guys that you find down there, because that'll be a great listen on the first there, because Bob's going to be in the company of, again, the best barbecuers in the world.
Well, I did the math, and by the time my plane gets there, with the time difference, I think I can barely call in about the time you close the show.
Okay. All right. Well, if not, we'll get some recorded interviews, whatever it may be. But looking forward to putting you in the middle of the barbecue elite. So
I'm looking forward to just, you know, trying not to gain 20 pounds while I'm walking through there that day, because I'll go into a protein coma.
So tell me, what'd you do with Charlie Jabor's shish kebab? Okay. Well, how'd you change that up real quick?
Well, I said redo. I didn't mean redo it. I just really want to explain a little bit about shish kebab, because I think it's one of the most popular grill foods. As I talk to people, I hear shish kebab, you know, over and over.
Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah. You were a cheerleader at Ferris. I knew you from somewhere.
I was on the field. That's what I told you. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've eaten a lot of shish kebab, and most people just, they miss the mark. I mean, restaurants miss the mark. A shish kebab is supposed to have a real flavor to it, and it starts with your marinade. And a lot of people just screw it up, and there's lots of versions. I'm not saying this one's the only way to go. I'm saying I've made it for 15, 20 years, and for everybody I've made it for, it's killer.
So you can find that recipe on thegrillingguys.com and a lot of other things as well. Check us out on the web. But coming up next, we're going to be talking to one of a guy in the industry that's one of the most knowledgeable when it comes to sauces. His name is Perry Beal. He's from the Three Little Pigs organization, and he's going to tell us what makes the sauce that he makes so special. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.